Next person is Mary Johnson, 7940, 102930. 83-year-old woman who's been a nurse for 45 years, widowed since September 17th of last year, has three children. She lives with her daughter now, is most recently sent home from hospital with hospice care. Period. In the paragraph, her history goes back to 2016 when she was diagnosed with colon cancer. Patient had colectomy. Subsequently, patient felt so much better that she refused radiation or chemotherapy at that time. Period. New paragraph. Patient recently got sick in May of this year because of severe femur pain. Patient went to the hospital. They found that she had a pathological fracture, required pinning and plate of a right femur. Period. New paragraph. Most recently, patient was hospitalized with nausea, vomiting, weight loss, and was just sent home yesterday with advanced colorectal cancer, brain tumor, bony metastasis. Patient was given no radiation or chemotherapy choice and was told she needs to be placed on hospice and has been referred to hospice for further care, period. New paragraph, last time she received the radiation was May and June of this year, both for her brain cancer or brain metastasis as well as bone metastasis in the past. Allergy, sulfa drug, morphine, medical family history of breast cancer, lung cancer, hypertension, coronary artery disease, medical issues. Patient has had a history of hypertension, which doesn't appear to be a problem at this time, with a significant weight loss, has lost weight, has severe pain. Patient is bedbound now, no longer able to ambulate, high risk of fall. Patient lives with her daughter, Kathy, K-A-T-H-I, Miles, who's her private caregiver. Patient will be living at her house in a hospital bed till she passes on, period. Patient wants to talk to the oncologist as far as what the timeline is concerned, but I've explained to the patient that with hospice, she most likely has only a few weeks to months to live, given her advanced stage of cancer and advanced dementia, advanced bony metastasis, period. New paragraph, patient does have headache, which is now being treated with tramadol, but has been on hydrocodone before. That might need to be reinitiated, period. Under social, put down, patient was a heavy smoker and drinker, quit sometimes between 93 and 95. Review of system, significant for pain, weight loss, confusion at times with history of brain cancer, which improved initially with dexamethasone and radiation through treatment, but Kathy, her daughter, states that she's getting more confused. Patient's also in pain, leg pain, arm pain. Patient has protein, calorie, malnutrition, chronic anemia. Her daughter, during hospitalization, she was told she doesn't have very much longer to live, but she wants to know exactly how much time mom has, which we have talked about at length today. Also, she's had bouts of nausea, vomiting because of increased intracranial pressure related to her bony meds. She has also a history of liver meds and brain meds, as was mentioned. An examination, blood pressure is 100 over palp, 88, 18 afebrile, or 108, 18 afebrile, heart tachycardic, lungs bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity no edema, muscle wasting noted, neurological non-focal. Patient confused, she sits up and sits down at the time of evaluation. Here we have a 83-year-old woman with colon cancer in 2016, status post-colectomy, subsequent bony, liver, and brain metastasis, status post-radiation treatment for her bone and brain metastasis along with dexamethasone, period. In the paragraph, patient recently hospitalized with nausea, vomiting, and severe pain. Patient's pain has been brought under control and has been placed on hospice and subsequently sent home, period. In the paragraph, patient was hospitalized with weakness, status post fall, and pain. Put that in there. Patient is very hospice appropriate. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. I've had a long discussion with Kathy as far as her prognosis, as far as how long to expect her to live, and the fact that she'll be bedbound from now on. I do not want her to get out of bed. She has a hospital bed, and she'll be kept comfortable. She will most likely not need any blood pressure medication, but we'll address that with the nurses on a regular basis. Next number aides will be available to bathe her, and confusion and decreased mentation would be a hallmark of her disease, given her brain metastasis, along with pain with bony metastasis that has occurred, as well as liver metastasis, will cause ascites now, and most likely jaundice, which was all discussed with Kathy. Period. At this time, I can exclude them. Evidence of ascites. Hospital records are not available, but I'm in the process of obtaining him to see what the recent CT scan has shown. Thank you.